from your legal point of view, does this DOMA decision from the Supreme Court affect either one of those parts of the Georgia constitutional amendment that was passed in 2004?
Well, substantively, no. One of the important things to see in this DOMA decision is that I believe Justice Kennedy, in couching it in terms of equal protection and not in terms of federalism and some other ways that he could have couched it, really put the writing on the wall that the tide of equality and marriage equality will not escape Georgia for long. As far as the other section of DOMA, which reinforces the state of Georgia's ability to not recognize valid same-sex marriages from other states, that was not touched by the court today. And the full faith and credit clause, I think, is one of the most misunderstood concepts in our Constitution.
And very quickly, the full faith and credit clause basically says if one state does something, then the others shall recognize it.
Correct. And that usually that applies to judicial decrees. It does not apply to licenses like marriage licenses as much as it would not apply to a pharmacist license or a license to practice law or medicine. And so Georgia's laws in the immediate future are not in peril due to the DOMA decision. But like I said, the writing is on the wall that I think the day will come when the court will, in fact, invalidate Georgia's ban. The question, though, I think, as far as DOMA is concerned, is whether or not the federal government will continue to recognize valid marriages performed in other states where the folks who were married actually reside in Georgia. And so there's a difference. There's a two-tiered system where we look at whether it's about the place of celebration or whether it's about the place of residence.
Yeah.
Correct. So there are certain things where the federal government already looks to place of celebration, and there's certain things where the federal government tends to take a residence or a domicile perspective. That might be able to be easily fixed through executive orders, through rules promulgated by the Social Security Administration or the IRS, in which case legally married same-sex couples that reside in Georgia might actually be able to reap the benefits provided by the federal government in terms of tax deductions, Social Security benefits, immigration status, and the like.
Can you see Human Rights Campaign, Lambda Legal, Georgia Equality, any of those, ACLU, for instance, filing suit in Georgia to overturn or to have thrown out the constitutional amendment that was passed in 2004?
I think there's a viable case to challenge Georgia's constitutional ban under the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
But not based on today's decision?
I think today's decision is a very strong precedent that implicates the 14th Amendment down the road to suggest that the constitutional ban cannot stand much longer. But that being said, there are currently cases in Michigan, Hawaii, and Nevada percolating in the federal courts that will reach the Supreme Court perhaps long before a Georgia challenge would ever make it to that stage. So the question at that point is a matter of resources. Is it worth the time of local entities to invest in lawsuits when we have many other pressing issues in Georgia, including the fact that you can still be fired because you're gay? That's an equally important issue that DOMA will, or marriage equality itself will not resolve.